so we can once again listen to these words of Jesus and allow the truth of what he's saying to really help us to reorient our hearts and our minds about what is true. Because if we remember from the gospel from yesterday, which this passage comes directly after, Jesus was being questioned because he and his disciples don't wash their hands before they eat. And this whole question of ritual impurity, that because they weren't ritually pure, they shouldn't be able to worship. And so Christ is reminding them and reminding us of what's truly important and where true purity comes from. And we can say that the Pharisees were concerned with their outward appearance and the impression that they gave to other people, and how easy it is for us to fall into that same trap, to worry about looking good more so than actually being good or doing good. So Christ today is kind of calling us to that reorientation, to allow his grace and his truth to transform our hearts, to reorient the way that we think about things and the way we respond to things, trusting that his grace can cleanse our hearts, free us from the temptations and the chains of sin. And then the outward side, those signs of our body, will be a true and lasting sign of God's love and his presence among us. And we should pray for the grace to resist those temptations, to be so concerned about the externals and really focus on God's grace transforming us on the inside. Let's pray for that grace today. Amen.